Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
I think we'll all agree that marriage at times can be tough, okay? You know, little disagreements and conflicting personalities, different points of view. Now imagine being part of a couple from different nationalities and cultures and faiths. Well, a new RT series, A Ring and a Prayer, is hitting our screens tonight and will showcase the experience of multicultural marriage by following 12 couples on their journey down the aisle. And to tell us all about it, I'm actually joined now by a couple that feature on the series, Shanti and Alex Pettigrew. Good morning.
Morning.
How are yous?
Doing good.
Okay, let's start with you, Alex. How are your cultures and religion different?
That's a big question. well, for me, everything for the Catholic side of it is kind of the usual that you'd be used to. I'm not too busy of a religion in terms of events and stuff like that, whereas in Nepal, you'd have a lot more events in between the months. Would be the biggest thing I noticed is there's a lot more to prepare for than you would be in the Catholic religion.
Okay, so you're a typical Irish Catholic. You go for all the big days, all that kind of stuff, yeah. And Shanti, you were born in Nepal and your religion is Hindu, is that right?
Yes, it would be, yeah.
Okay, and Shanti, how did you guys meet and start going out?
Well, we were on the same school bus for maybe 5 years, didn't notice each other. And then after a night out, then Alex texted me and then we started hanging out. It was, I think, maybe the October and then we started going into February and then the rest is history.
The rest.
Yeah.
Congratulations, by the way.
Yeah, thanks.
Alex, did either of you ever have concerns along your relationship, knowing that the other was from a different culture and faith? Was that ever a concern or a topic for discussion?
No, it wouldn't be a concern at all. No, it was more fun to myself, especially just to learn a new side of it as well. But it was never a concern for us. No, it was the complete opposite, if anything. I just found it really interesting and more intrigued because of it.
Okay. Can you tell us some of the Nepalese traditions you've had to learn and experience over the years?
Well, there's quite a lot now. I know even Shanti's father is still learning to this day and he's in it 20 years plus now. So
wow.
I don't feel as bad. But no, it's just the small things like the ceremony and stuff like that. For the wedding, I had to learn to give her a tillery, which is kind of the equivalent to giving her the wedding ring in our side, in the Catholic side, and a siddur as well, which is a powder that comes from a certain temple in Nepal. So our mother had to bring that over from Nepal back to Ireland just for the wedding. And she keeps that with her then for the rest of her life. And then for each special event, then she uses the siddur for herself then.
Okay, amazing. Shanti, how's the proposal? Did he do a good job with that now? Was it what you expected and wanted?
Yeah, he went and asked mum and dad first. I think mum was on the more hesitant side. Dad was all for it. And then he proposed on Christmas morning. So we had gone, had breakfast and everything with my parents. They all obviously knew, didn't give me no hints, no nothing. And then we went to his family and then he was just there beside the Christmas tree and was on a knee when I walked in the door. So it was... it was an emotional Christmas day.
I can imagine. On the day, on the big day, did you wear traditional Hindu and Nepalese attire?
I wore a lehenga, so it was a heavily beaded, like ivory dress. It was
gorgeous.
Very heavy. Alex can... yeah, we didn't do any lifts in our first dance because of how heavy the dress was.
Wow, okay, was that heavy?
Yeah, it was. But no, we did the whole traditional lehenga because I could never see myself in a white wedding dress. It was just never something, ever since I was a little girl, I just couldn't imagine myself in something like that. So bringing the Nepalese side into it, it was kind of, we wear red, which would be more traditional in Nepal, or kind of have a mixture of the both with an ivory dress, which kind of brings Western culture into the Nepalese culture, which is basically a testament to marriage and to the wedding and to the ceremony and everything. So.
And speaking of Nepalese traditions, a lot of the time you don't eat with a fork or your left hand. Is that right? Did you have to master that, Alex?
It still gets taken a while to remember it, but yes, I believe they don't eat with their predominant hand because it is used for something that would not be related to eating food. That's the best way
Yes. Well, I think we've actually discussed that on the show before. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Just tell me about the wedding day, because obviously you have a film crew on your wedding day. How was that, Shanti? Did you mind that? Was that fun?
They were just kind of in and around. It was kind of like the photographer, like they were seen, but they were not heard of. They were just kind of going around, so it'll be real natural. No staging, no nothing. It was just we were going about what we were doing with the whole getting ready with makeup artists, hairdressers, and everything like that. And
I mean, yeah, I suppose you have photographers and people buzzing around you anyway.
It was great because you couldn't actually really notice them at all. So it would be a real natural way of seeing the day, and it would be nice for us to actually see the day from somebody else's perspective as well, because it went by in a flash anyway. So it's going to be nice watching it then as well and seeing. I think they also did the lead up to the day as well. So it was
nice.
Doing the table plans, doing the gift bags. We also had the henna party, which I got my hands and my feet done. That was all on the Friday night before the wedding as well. They got all footage of that as well. So it was fun. It was definitely a once in a lifetime experience.
Why did you want to do the show, Alex? You tell me.
Just for us, we didn't mind because we're used to trying new things. Even with the wedding and stuff, it was all kind of new to us. So it was going to be just another. It's while we were doing it, it was kind of a once in a lifetime opportunity, kind of in a sense as well. So it didn't affect us at all. So we just wanted to kind of go ahead with it in that sense.
You did something very pretty different with your surnames.
Yes. I took her surname, actually. I reversed it.
Okay. I like the sound of this. Go on.
I decided to take her name because basically Shanti would be the last in her family with the Pettigrew name. And no one, just speaking to her father throughout the previous years, knowing the kind of the heritage and just everything that happened with the Pettigrew name and even her father herself kind of building the name up to what it is, I didn't want to let that go with just us. I kind of wanted to continue it on. Whereas my brothers, they all have kids and stuff like that, so they can continue on my original Carolyn name. I wanted to kind of continue it on, kind of just feel better for myself, and then
you
I kind of feel like
absolute
well.
Lick. I bet you got some brownie points now when you said you were taking the Pettigrew name and continuing on with that. You legend, absolute legend, very clever. You mentioned your brother has kids, and speaking of kids, hypothetically, if you do or do not want to have kids, whatever that answer is, but I would be interested to know, how would you raise them if you're, if you're Catholic and you're Hindu, how does that work?
It's whatever they want in the end of the day, but they'll be exposed to both if they want.
Okay.
It's really up to them at the end of the day. It's like, I'm not forced to kind of be practicing as a Hindu. Mum just appreciates our understanding and our pride of the culture and the religion in that kind of way. So we hope our kids are raised in the same ethos that way. They want
to
do the
way
design
to do
and stuff like that, it would be a nice way of doing it.
Okay. Well, that's a very good way of looking at it and doing it. And I first of all, congratulations again. And thanks so much for coming on and speaking with us this morning.
Thank you.
Good luck with the show tonight. I'm sure you'll have a great time watching it. The first episode airs tonight at 8 p.m. on RT1 and The Player. And best of luck with everything, guys.
Thank you.
Bye. There we go. That was Shanti and Alex Pettigrew, a couple who feature in A Ring and a Prayer, a brand new TV show that follows 12 couples from different faiths and cultural backgrounds in the lead up to their wedding and the challenges that they might face. Well, they sound very happy and relaxed. I'd be interested to see the rest of the episodes as well. The first one is on tonight at 8. Come and check it out. We'll be back with more after this.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.